When little Timmy went to school and mastered 1 to 9, he thought the other kids were cool and every class divine. He painted shapes in red and blue and drew in curves and bends, and by the time the day was through, he'd made 100 friends. "I'm pals with Pete and Mike and Max," he told his pa with pride. But Timmy's folks were anti-vax, and Timmy fucking died.
Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program, where we waste a few minutes of your life just talking out of our asses.
In segments.
Your awesome hosts, Derek and Eduardo, constant contributor Huds, and I'm the Beard. Tonight,
I'm just going to do this.
We're going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because who isn't talking about it?
Yeah.
Seems to be on everybody's lips. Impeachment. Really.
Yeah.
Unload on us, Derek. You have something to say. Let's...
I'm on tonight.
This is the part where you talk.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm gathering my thoughts again. Okay, so I decided I love how in the years past, like everyone knows they lip sync. We know it. Like, it's not even a big. I love how the show now, they just make no bones about it. Like, they're just fucking lip syncing. They don't even hide it. They don't even give a shit anymore. They're like, so, like, I thought maybe there were some moments where maybe J-Lo was at least singing with the music, but I don't even think Shakira's mic was on for most of the stuff. Like, there's times, like, in between where she's like, yeah, gracias, gracias. But like, even like, if you heard her microphone, it was like, gracias. Like, it was, sounded like someone was talking. But then when you hear the music, it was like literally someone pressed play on the CD. It was like, like the mic's not even to her mouth, and she's just dancing. And they're both fucking, at the end, they're both like, like fucking winded, and like the music's just still perfect. And I love the part. My favorite part of it is when the hips don't lie, and it's the part with the horn. And then the dudes line up behind her, and they're all wearing like tuxedos, and they're obviously like not in a ska band, like they're fucking like models, like dancing models, and they put the horns in the air with like no arm on the other side. It's like, and it was like they lip sync horns, they horn synced. I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie.
What about the Mexican rapper that looked like Ollie G?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, Brigos is... Am I supposed to know who this is? No. Nobody fucking knows who that is.
Did they pull him out of the crowd?
I mean, might as well have been a
fan.
It
was Sacha Baron Cohen. He was just like...
He got to grind on J-Lo.
Yeah, it was great.
Or have J-Lo grind on him.
Leaving snail tracks on his pants. Like, just fucking...
Well, I mean, I love that. I mean, obviously, my real favorite part was Shakira. And as soon as it happens, she goes... And Brie goes, that's going to be a meme.
She's the best thing to come out of Colombia since cocaine.
Oh, like, man.
What a wonderful woman.
She looked fantastic. They both did.
They both did. I mean... Yeah. I don't know if the internet told everybody, but they're 43 and 50.
And no wardrobe malfunction because they lacked wardrobe.
They didn't.
Yeah. Well, and the tape was in all the right places.
Was there like an outcry? I mean, there was like an outcry, right, from people who said like it was too sexy or something.
Yeah.
Too sexy!
People still whine about that?
I think it's just because people want to whine about stuff.
It was like Karen's.
It was something they could find like, here's something I could rail against.
You know, I spent my whole youth being really promiscuous and slutty, but now I'm a house mom, so I'm going to be... Prude.
I turned 30, and so nobody wants to fuck me anymore.
Nobody said anything.
So I'm going to complain about these other girls or somebody who didn't just hit a complete fucking wall at 30.
I just accepted that orange ass jacket.
You were just like, yeah, it's okay.
The pussy hunt ended.
I thought it was fine. I loved it. I didn't even...
He didn't fill his tag this year.
What are you hunting? Bears and vagina.
It didn't bother me. Oh, hey, the other thing, I saw a really funny meme, and it was like, I just wish the Super Bowl was a family show starter pack, like one of those things, and it was a picture of like a woman's flat ass in like yoga pants.
Oh, and the ultimate Karen with the haircut was on top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Her, and the ass was so flat, and I loved that. Yeah,
well, it was like my hand. Like,
when's
oh.
the last time the fucking Super Bowl wasn't sexy? Like, they're always trying to sexualize it. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think...
Keith Richards.
Oh, maybe.
Keith Richards. I couldn't come for any of the Rolling Stones or the Beatles.
Shabio! Shabio! Did you see Jeb Bush's tweet?
No.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know Jeb Bush was still relevant.
Best halftime show ever.
Did he say that?
I turned to my wife. I'm like, well, Jeb Bush had a boner today.
He had an erection.
But did you guys do it right afterward? Did that turn her on?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Jeb Bush.
How about
it's like female Viagra, Jeb Bush boners.
She's like, what?
She's like, no, threw the phone at me and then we went.
She's like,
we went and made another baby.
She looked at me and said, sploosh.
Gross. Well, you're done. Your job's done.
So we didn't
done.
Even have to fuck her.
Yeah, your job's done. All you got to say is Jeb Bush.
Had a boner. She finished. She's like, don't you touch me. You're not Jeb Bush.
You've got nothing on little Jeb.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
W's penis is little Jeb.
How about the did you guys like the game itself? I thought it was probably one of the more exciting Super Bowls of the last.
I slept through the third quarter.
I didn't watch it.
Did you watch the fourth quarter, though? Because that's when it came alive.
But that's when it always comes alive.
We watched the last few minutes of the fourth quarter when it was like
Mahomes.
The best.
It's when Mahomes actually played.
It was good. It was fun.
Because we were watching another show at the time. So I was looking on my phone, watching on my phone. I'm like, okay, the score's getting tight, and it's like getting close to the end of the game. So we turned back to the game, and it was fun to watch that.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool comeback. And
the crazy thing was they really were the two best teams in the league this year.
I completely agree.
And that's why the game really wasn't that great, because they were so good. Mm-hmm. They could counter what
it was the competitive.
Was yeah. It's
there's a
not
lot of
like
times
when
the two best teams are on in the same division, and then the playoff game is the best game of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and then you're sure who's going to win
the 88 Super Bowl or 89. There's like Niners and the Broncos, and the Niners beat the Broncos like 52-10 or something like that.
Well, I miss games like that. You don't see those very often anymore.
No.
But
there was that Super Bowl with the Seahawks and the Broncos, though, and the Seahawks just fucking destroyed the Broncos.
Was that 3 years ago?
That was a few, I don't remember.
It was more than 3 years ago.
It was when Peyton Manning was still playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his first Super Bowl with the Broncos. I always liked the Broncos because they allow the mascot to be the quarterback. John Elway, Peyton Manning.
2014, 43-8.
Yeah, it was 6 years ago. It was so bad. It was so bad.
And then I like lopsided games.
And then the next year they lost. I actually, a lot of people are always like, oh, I just want it to be a good close game. And I'm like, I want a fucking blowout. That's fun.
Yeah.
Or
I eat more nachos that way.
Get behind and then come back.
Oh, man. I mean, I hate the Patriots, but what about that game with the Patriots and the Falcons?
Yeah.
Where the Falcons were 28-3 going into halftime. And I remember that day I was tweeting the whole game and I was like, man, if the Falcons get another touchdown, you got to think they got a real shot in this game. Like, I was doing tweets like that, you know? Like,
you were that guy?
Yeah, I was like, man, it was like, they scored their last one. It was 28-3, and that was the tweet that I put out. I'm like, 28-3, man, you got to think if the Falcons get another touchdown, they got a real shot in this game. And lo and behold, that second half, the fucking Patriots came back and won.
Just raged it out?
Zach said I jinxed it. He thinks I jinxed it.
Oh, yeah?
Probably.
But...
The Super Bowl that the Niners beat the Broncos was 1990. January 28th, 1990, 55-10.
Wow. 1990, was that even Joe Montana anymore? Or was that
Steve
Young? Was that Steve Young?
That was Montana. Montana played to like 91 or something like that.
Because Steve Young won a Super Bowl with him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Young played that year. Let's see.
That was a... Yeah, I remember that.
Keep talking, fellas. I'll look it up.
Well, I was just trying to think.
I was probably full of Fritos. And
what's the next topic?
Actually, real quick though, on that top, that is actually what that actually does mirror what you were saying though, because I do remember that was during the time when the Cowboys and the Niners were a way better series than what that game was. Like, the playoff game, the NFC Championship was a great game. And then you get, like, the Niners and the Broncos. And
it's just a crush.
Look at that.
He played through 92, and then went to Kansas City for 93, 94.
John Elway won three Super Bowls because he waited for Joe Montana to retire, and then he was like, he finally had his chance.
Ting it?
No, someone's phone did that.
Oh.
I thought it was someone's phone, too. Did I do that? I don't think.
It weren't mine.
I don't know. It was weird.
No, yours is off, isn't it?
That's not what it's doing. It's not that.
It's not that. It's not that one. That was not it.
I was trying to make it happen.
All right. Anyway, halftime show. Loved it.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was fine.
I just like seeing people bitch about stuff.
Me too.
Anymore. Like, oh no, they flapping their vaginas around.
So, I do think it was fun.
Who cares?
It was awesome.
It was free and it was in my home.
Right.
It came over the air.
And it was also awesome that of all the things that people bitch about, they definitely don't bitch about lip syncing anymore because everyone just knows it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a thing and nobody cares.
They're down with it.
Ashley Simpson was a pioneer.
She was.
Yeah, no shit.
Now she's about as wealthy as a pioneer.
The Super Bowl just can't have it be fucked up. It can't have it be fucked up. And they have to be able to break that fucker down in 10 minutes.
That's impressive.
It is. It is every year, it is a marvel of human ingenuity that they can have a football game, go to halftime, set that up, tear it down, and have them back in 40 minutes.
Can fast rope in. Do you remember that year that fucking Lady Gaga like flew in on a zip line she was the goddamn heartbreak kid?
No, there's nothing more impressive than like watching shit like that choreograph itself, like the work that must go into like the rehearsal for it. Now we're gonna take this down just to practice.
We're gonna set up an entire coliseum of a concert, and then we're gonna take it down so they can play a football game around it.
Yeah.
The only disappointing thing about the Super Bowl halftime show is that the teams have to wait so long to start playing again.
Yeah.
So I believe that's why they went into it 10-10 and they didn't try to score that last set of downs really hard, because it really is just another game.
Yeah.
There's such a cool down, and if you had momentum, you're not gonna keep it.
No. They say that in usually the locker room, what it looks like is usually like a lot of them are like on the bikes. They're like eating orange slices and like trying to stay warm, trying to like.
Everybody's standing in saunas.
Like no one's like sitting around like, oh, well, what was the health?
They get fucking cold? You can't get fucking cold.
Someone bring me an order and nachos.
Yeah. So I can throw up on the field.
Go up in the upper deck and get me one of them Frito pies.
This is pretty fun, right, guys?
Here we go.
This is a really good halftime show. Why are you guys working out?
Out you should be doing is jerking off to Shakira's ass.
He's out
those
there.
Hips don't lie.
He's out there on the field the next play. He's like, God, I got to shit my pants.
Why do I have a stitch in my side? Oh, shouldn't have had that second bag of Doritos.
Oh, Super Bowl. That was fun. Whatever. That was fun.
I love it. I didn't even watch it. I just like keeping an eye on it while I'm doing other things.
I'm sure there are people who turn it on the halftime show and then just turn it back on.
My favorite part is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson introduced both teams as The Rock.
I loved it.
It
finally.
It was great.
I was not excited for the game. I was ready to watch it. I only went into it wanting to see Andy Reid win a ring.
Yeah, me too.
Because I only cheer individual players and coaches and stuff. I like to see them do well. I don't have a favorite team.
Yeah.
But The Rock introducing them, I was pumped up after that.
Yeah,
that guy has fucking charisma. I want him as the next president of the United States of America.
Me too. I've been saying that.
I will vote for him as well. Yeah. I think he's got at least 4 votes.
That was the... he's officially tied for my favorite intro of the Super Bowl, because I also loved when the Steelers and the Packers played. I loved when Sam Elliott did the introduction for it, because he did like this, because like one of the two oldest teams, like a lot of foundation there. He's just like, one of them's built on, you know, one of them's built on packing meat and the other one's built on banging steel. Like, it was just like, you know, like, they're just very like, beef, it's what's for dinner.
And they all packed
it. It was awesome. It was
good. That was a good one.
It was good. The Rock was amazing. I love that he did it as The Rock. He even gave us a goddamn people's eyebrow.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Nice. It totally got me jazzed. I went into it once the game started. I was really into it.
This is fun. I watched it with my grandparents, and my grandma just goes, "I love The Rock."
If we can have Donald Trump as a president, we can have Dwayne Johnson.
He'd be better.
No shit.
I would want him to be the... If I went into the ballot, though, and it said Dwayne Johnson, I would be upset. I'd rather it say Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Or just quotes, The Rock.
Everything should just be The Rock. Now that he's back on... Like, there was a brief period there where he was not on good terms with them, I don't
know. Can you have one where he's
just trying to be Dwayne Johnson?
I don't know if he wasn't because he was on good terms, or if he was just trying to be a serious actor and just was going as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he's not an actor. He's a movie star.
Maybe that's when he adopted the Rock moniker back, is when he established that, like, he's not just an actor, but he's, like, the highest grossing paid actor of all fucking time.
Yeah.
Going back.
Gotta change back to Hunter Orange.
Gotta go back to it. Every time I grab a
beer. But
no.
But, like, Batista's a real actor.
Yeah.
He's had several roles where he's completely different people, and The Rock has had a couple of roles where he was somebody different, but almost every time he's just kind of been a little bit different version of Dwayne Johnson.
And I also foresee he's been in a few good movies. I do foresee John Cena getting a really good acting career out of this too.
Did you see that thing the other day? Who is he working with? James Gunn said he's the best improv actor. No, John Cena.
He was working
with Cena, and he said Cena's the best improv actor he's ever worked with.
Of improv for that crappy train wreck movie with Amy Schumer. He's actually the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Is when they're on a date in the movie theater.
Terrible.
He's like, "I will fuck you."
Wasn't he gay in that? Did he end up being gay?
He just plays a date on a date with Amy Schumer, and some guy's like trash talking him in the movie theater, and he's like trying to trash talk back, but he's not very good at it. He's like, "I will fuck you." Like, it's really bad. He's like, some guy's like, "You feel like fucking Mark Wahlberg wannabe." He's like, "Mark Wahlberg. I look like Mark Wahlberg. I look like I ate Mark Wahlberg. I will fuck you." And then I watched. And then I watched like the outtakes of that, and he ad-libbed quite a bit of stuff. And they were like, they're feeding him lines too, and he's just saying other stuff. Like, he was really good.
Oh, nice.
In that part, that movie though is garbage.
It's the most appropriately titled movie almost ever.
Yeah.
Is it called Hot Garbage?
It's called Trainwreck.
Oh.
the other part of Trainwreck that actually is good though is Bill Hader and LeBron James is really good in it.
Wow.
And LeBron
it's
James in the movie.
You know who's not good in it? Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer is trash.
Yeah.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Hot garbage.
For his scenes, they brought in Chris Rock to feed him lines.
Really?
So he's like, yeah.
That's why he was so funny?
Yeah.
Wasn't he playing himself?
Yeah, he's just playing. Yeah, he's playing Bill Hader's like friend. He's playing LeBron.
Right. What's his name was? Oh, The Rock is shrinking.
Oh no!
I was telling him goodbye.
He can still whoop our asses.
Oh,
I put him in the middle. Yeah,
he can just be a player.
I'm a co-host with these jabronis.
That'd be something.
Stupid. Dwayne the Avocado Johnson.
Oh man,
I'd pay to fly him here first class.
Trainwreck's
bad. Show.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't even bother.
I might even put him up at the Quality Inn
or
the
Hall. Quality Inn.
Yeah, maybe the Quality.
He can go eat at the Quay.
Quay.
I wish I was kidding
did
about that.
Did you see that movie that he did, the one that he produced it? It's that Fighting With My Family one.
I have not seen it, but I want to.
It's on Hulu. It's good.
It's on a couple of different things, I think.
Nick Frost is in it, too.
Yep. I think it's on Crackle, too.
And Stephen Merchant. He's a big, tall, lanky guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the... I think, actually,
Vince Vaughn's in it.
Stephen Merchant actually directed the movie.
Tall, lanky guys...
Stephen Merchant directed the movie, I think.
Vince Vaughn's not lanky.
He's a weird shape, though.
He's portly.
Yeah.
No. Stephen Merchant is like lanky. A string bean, though.
Is he?
Yeah. But I think he directed the movie. Stephen Merchant did.
Okay.
And then the girl is like, she's in the new Black Widow, and she's in that movie Midsommar. Like, she's doing fine for herself. And she's fucking adorable, too, that girl in Fighting With My Family. She's adorable.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She actually, so she's supposed to be Paige, like the wrestler.
By Rock.
Paige. Oh, okay.
But she's, I think she's way cuter than Paige, actually. So. Yeah.
That Alexa Bliss that came in first on the fucking Women's Royal Rumble. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Where did she come from?
I don't know. Beautiful.
So, like right out of heaven.
Wait, Chris and I watched the Royal Rumble.
I really like what they did with Lesnar.
Me too.
Where he just took out 13 dudes.
It was like, fun.
Every time somebody'd come to the ring, he'd just fuck them up.
Well, then they eliminated him by the guy who's going to fight him at WrestleMania. It was a great setup.
It worked out really well. At first, I was kind of like, is this really the direction they
want to
go?
I didn't like it at first.
And then it's like, oh, no, you know, he didn't take out what's his name? Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm. He didn't beat his record. He just tied it. But he took out 13 fucking dudes, and he entered himself as number one. He wasn't like, I guess I drew number one.
No, it was cool.
So
also, I loved... Go ahead. I genuinely marked out with Edge. Edge coming back.
That was huge.
Like, I was like, I did not expect that.
No.
I
thought he was done.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, and I don't know if there was a bunch of like internet rumors of him's return or anything like that. I don't know. So that was, it was a genuine exciting thing for me.
He's like the Tyler Durden of the show now. Yeah. You're going to have to add him in like little snap frames every once in a while.
To keep it on here now forever. you know, it was good. All right, you got gentlemen.
Oh, how about Rachel McAdams is not coming back for Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Really?
Why not? I suppose she was a minor part, really. I mean, she was major in Strange's life, but she was really a minor part in the movie.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. I want her in another Marvel movie.
I'd like her in everything.
I watched a movie with her in it, actually. She's the one from Mean Girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
She's
in The Notebook, man.
I haven't seen
it. You know, she was like 27 when Mean Girls came out?
Was she that old?
Yeah.
So, I actually just watched a movie with her, because Brie wanted me to watch it. It was called About Time. It has Domhnall Gleeson in it, and it's actually a really good movie. Yeah.
He's General Hux from the new trilogy.
So he's in this movie's from
Brendan Gleeson.
He is.
Really?
Yeah. I had never heard of this movie.
You know who Brendan Gleeson is?
Yes.
Brendan Gleeson and Domhnall Gleeson are both in Harry Potter.
Yes, they are.
Interesting.
What was the one that he did with the dude Oscar Isaac where he shows
Ex
up
Machina.
In his place? Ex Machina. That's
great
a
movie.
Good movie.
Really a movie.
It's like a three-person show, and it's fucking cool.
Both of those two gentlemen are in Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Anyway,
and they fuck with each other over
brutal.
The radio.
It's a really good
movie.
I
love the ending of that movie. It's so bleak. About Time, though. Not bleak, but it is good. Oh, no. What do I do here?
Jesus.
You're tearing apart the goddamn studio.
You're tearing
me
apart, Lisa.
We need a new thing now.
You guys, I watched the first five episodes of The Outsider.
Didn't see it. It's on HBO, so I'm not giving you $15 a month.
I won't spoil it.
Is it any good?
It is good.
What's it about?
He gets a cute, Jason Bateman. Gets accused, his character gets accused. It's based on the book by Stephen King.
Okay.
He gets accused of killing and raping a kid really brutally.
Wow.
And he goes to prison. And then, but as basically, he didn't do it, but he has a solid alibi. He's not even in town, he's completely gone. And yet, there's footage of him being in town and witnesses, and there's DNA all over the place, and it's a supernatural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, though.
The first episode is amazing.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, the show overall is really good. But
is it still good?
Yeah.
I've only watched the first two episodes.
Is it going to be like a bunch of HBO stuff and end up on Amazon Prime?
Probably.
Okay.
So we
After
watched.
After a while.
It's still coming out, though. I didn't know that. We wouldn't have started it.
Yeah,
it's a weekly.
We wouldn't have started it
probably
because
five episodes left.
I did that with Barry, and it was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I waited for Barry, but we were catching up on Veep at the same time, so.
That was a good show.
We won't watch.
Veep is absolutely amazing, and then you go back and watch a bunch of shows, and you see all those people that are in Veep before they were in Veep.
And Newsroom. Newsroom was really good.
Curb Your Enthusiasm this season is really...
I've started watching it from the beginning again, just by myself.
I need to go back and watch from the beginning.
I love Jeff Garland.
I'll spoil something, but it's not a big deal, but they mistake him, like a lady mistakes him for Harvey Weinstein.
Oh!
In the first episode.
That's good.
She's like, what are you doing here?
That'd be super awesome.
To be mistaken for Harvey Weinstein? Yeah, if you suck my dick, you can be in a movie.
You guys gotta watch...
Because I don't have any testicles.
If you guys want... You guys gotta watch... Gotta watch The Outsider. Just wait for it to be out in its entirety, though. Don't fucking... We were... When we got to that last episode, I'm like, hey, play the next one. And we're both like, oh, shit, you're kidding me.
I gotta wait till Saturday.
Fuck, I didn't... So we're not doing it. We're waiting. We're gonna wait till the rest of it's out.
I'm waiting for so much stuff. It's February. I've been without Netflix for a year now.
Yeah. You'll just do it over. You'll just do it all in one.
Castlevania season 3.
That'll get me back. Castlevania season 3 will get me back. The first season is absolutely incredible. Second season is really good too, but the way they play Dracula, he is seriously one of the best Draculas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I haven't bothered with their Dracula series, but I get conflicting reports.
Is it bad?
It's either bad or it's good or it's great. Like, I haven't heard... I've heard a lot of bad and from people who watch a lot of movies, don't like it. But then there's other people who are like, oh, yeah, good shit. Like, is it?
So, the funny thing about... Sorry to go... So the funny thing about The Outsider is that it was really good, but the entire time I was like... It just made me want to watch The Sinner with Bill Pullman. Like, I was like,
it's got a similar...
Is it Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just felt like, the whole time we were watching, I'm like, man, I just wish we were watching The Sinner.
I saw an ad for that today. Apparently, there's another season going to start in the next couple weeks.
And that's a fucking USA show. I don't understand how it's so good. It's on USA.
One of the best things that USA has ever created.
And how did they get named actors?
I know.
Because she's a producer on it.
She's a producer.
Oh, well, that might be.
But I can't
believe... I mean, Pat Pullman probably is, too.
Bill Pullman is so good.
Isn't she married to Timberlake?
Yeah.
They're having problems if you follow the media.
But The Sinner,
For the last 10 years.
Every time I see...
They're too cute to be together. And everybody wants to be with Justin. Justin.
Every time I watch an episode of The Sinner...
There's a soundbite right there.
There it is.
Justin.
Every time I watch an episode of The Sinner, I see that USA thing, though, and I go, fuck you. How did you do this?
You know how they survived.
Wrestling.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they
not to bring that back.
Because the only shows of NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? And,
yeah, NBC Universal owns USA Network.
I always liked it.
How well is NBC doing? But they put out. But USA always the shows that I think of a USA though is like Hank Med. Like, how is there? Is there like 5 or 6 seasons of fucking Hank Med?
No, I don't even say I had never even Hank Med is a show,
but like Burn Notice was amazing. Bad.
Burn Notice was good. USA kind of cut their teeth with like Monk and Psych and all those shows during
that were quirky and but they engaging. That, yeah.
And so
Psych's good.
Yeah.
And Monk.
Monk was amazing. Good too.
Yeah. They were good shows.
Especially when they replaced his handler in the second season with that way better looking blonde.
Yeah.
Sharona was not cute. I don't remember the other one's name, but God, I was too busy just looking at her ass.
Which one was that?
His second handler.
The
lady.
She was so good looking. And not in that overly Hollywood way, but in that like she's a real person way.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub was on an episode of that. It's on like Funny or Die or whatever, but it's that Tig Notaro when she's trying to figure out who they are. Under a rock with Tig Notaro. She doesn't watch movies or anything, so she's trying to figure out who she's talking to. And he was on there, and she's like, so you're a popular actor. And he's like, I'm like dog food. And she's like, what? And she's like, you know, you see a commercial for like dog food, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I need to get dog food.
Like, oh, yeah, you got your head shot off in Men in Black. I love you.
And he's like, yeah, and people see me, and they're just like, I know you. I need to go get dog food.
He's honestly the most memorable character from Wings.
Yeah. I was going to say, we grew up with Wings, and it was the two brothers, and we were two brothers about the same age.
Yeah.
It was a weird show to watch growing up because they would argue and fight. It is a really
credit sequence. It's a good show.
Yeah.
But the opening credit sequence where it's just like the plane flying and the music is really kind of like somber and
It is, yeah.
Wings is a really good show.
I mean, it's a really, it's really somber, especially when they fly the plane in the Twin Towers.
It shares. It shares the wrong universe.
Because it came from Nantucket.
It shares the same universe as Cheers and Frasier.
Yeah. Frasier is one of the best shows that's ever been on television. I love that show.
Also, Tony Shalhoub. I also finally remember him from Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah.
And Pain and Gain.
Yep. Oh, my God. He is in Pain and Gain.
He's so
with
not,
The Rock, full circle.
None of his...
Give me a beer, Derek.
None of his same. Normal Tony Shalhoubness is in Pain and Gain. Like, he's...
He's great he's, in the Marvelous Miss Maisel, too.
Yeah, he's great in it. It's a good show.
Yeah.
That's on Amazon.
Yeah.
I could watch that. I think that girl is oddly attractive, the Miss Maisel. Yeah.
She's pretty,
who is
pretty
it?
Cute. I don't remember her name. Brosnahan? Rachel Brosnahan?
You need to see her. Well, I'll wait for the mic to say it because it's really important.
It's super important.
Portable Mr. Skin.
In the Miss Maisel show, on like the first or second episode, you get to see her knockers, and they are wonderful. They're really good.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that because my old lady was watching it, and I just happened to be watching at the time. But I watch. I really enjoy Brosnahan in House of Cards. She was excellent.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Jesus,
she is.
Who? Which one is she in House of Cards?
She is a rich man's Kristen Stewart.
She's the one that. What's that lady?
Don't ever tell that to her. You're right.
Who's the poor man's Kristen Stewart? Kristen Stewart?
Yeah. Kristen Stewart is the shop co Kristen Stewart.
That was awful. That seriously, that was the beer talk.
So she's in. This girl's in House of Cards and in Miss Maisel?
Yes!
I didn't know
and
that.
And she's amazing in House of Cards because she is Doug's foil. Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's a babe, though. And in Miss Maisel's good.
Miss Maisel's great because they wear the period clothing, so it's kind of like...
What, like maxi pants? It's just the whole outfit is made in...
Kotex.
Yeah. It's Kotex.
Sponsored by Kotex, actually.
She just looks she's like a married? Giant
Summer's Eve.
Tampon.
Douche. It's a little SNL joke. Sometimes SNL has jokes.
Sometimes. Well,
years old, good ones.
Summer's Eve.
Jason Sudeikis, man.
This is the year for me that I'm checking out of SNL. I've hung in there for several years, and I would watch like a few episodes throughout the course.
Do you think you'll do? Do you do? Are you going to do what I do, which is
catch up?
But I'll just wait for the next week when they just post snippets on YouTube and be like, "Oh, that was pretty funny."
I don't even do that anymore.
She was in the Blacklist and Oranges.
But
what do they like kneel during the Super Bowl or something? Like you're
she
boycotting
wasn't,
it?
She was only in
no,
an episode
I just,
or two.
I feel like I've finally hit my point where I'm like, there's
is
still
that
funny
newer
stuff.
Jersey or an older jersey?
Bought it last year. It's old, newer. Yours is older.
That's what I thought because mine's Reebok.
Yeah, mine's a CCM.
Yeah, interesting.
Anyway, we're talking about our jerseys. If you watch the show on YouTube,
you can see what they are.
So you're not going to even watch the clips? Sometimes the clips are
maybe.
All right.
I don't know. Like, I did watch the Macy's one with the kids.
That was great.
That was a good one. There's still good ones, but it's just so
I
few
would
and
say
far between that it's hard to, like,
my favorite host
stomach
of the last,
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Really, just an hour after they take out commercials.
Adam Driver's so good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good host. He's a great actor.
Of the clips I've watched, most of them have been his.
Yeah. He's like, you watch the show and he's like fucking committed the lines. I mean, none of the hosts do that. They're always like reading the cue card. And he's like acting and looking around. He's like committed to the lines. He's super serious. He doesn't like Jimmy Fallon it up and like start laughing.
He's the fucking
worst.
It should be considered a serious deal. You get to be in an institution. You get to host an institution and bring your best stuff to show people what you are when you aren't acting in multiple situations.
He did this skit, not this last time, but the time before, where he was an oilman, like a No Country for Old, or There Will Be Blood, like oilman, where it's like bring your parents to work day. And he's like talking about being an oilman and he's like yelling about crushing your enemies and stuff. And he's like, he literally says this line, Rob. I don't know how he doesn't laugh. He's like, fill her belly with my festering seed. It's fucking, I don't know how he doesn't laugh. Like, fucking, like.
Because he's a fucking professional.
He does, he's like, this amazing job. And he's supposed to be Pete Davidson's dad. And he comes in and he's like, fucking, he's like, has a bald cap off with like this gray, like, crypt keeper wig. And he's like, so what do you do? What do you do for an evening? And he's like, crush your enemies. It's seriously, it's so good.
Is this the most recent one he's been on?
It's not this time, but the last time.
The first episode, I think it was the one he hosted last year.
Yeah, it's okay. So good.
I'll track it down.
And then he does this other skit on the same episode, and it's the undercover boss episode.
Those are hilarious.
Where he plays Kylo Ren.
Okay.
I
saw that one.
They did another one.
I've probably seen the one you're talking about.
Not as good.
No, but he's so in it.
Yeah.
And he got that girl, like, she wanted to be a pilot, and then she said something nasty, and he fucking killed her.
So I love how on the undercover boss one, he's like, so you guys, Kylo Ren, he's pretty cool, right?
He's pretty awesome.
And they're like, no, he sucks. And he's like, no, I think he's just misunderstood.
He's got to be great.
I love the idea of him being super insecure.
Well, he is super insecure.
Do you guys think he killed his father.
Do you guys think his lightsaber is cool or... It's really good. Yeah. Hey, you know, Adam Driver is a great host. Actually, I think he's a great actor. I like him in general.
Yeah. He's fantastic in Logan Lucky.
Oh
my God. That movie's so good.
Such an underrated movie. I mean, it got...
Well,
it did good at the time, but I mean, it's like,
well,
Daniel
classic.
Craig is
they
off
marketed
the chart.
That movie. They marketed that movie so poorly because when I watched the previews for that movie, it looks like fucking trash. It looks so bad. And when
we watch a preview for Logan Lucky?
Yeah. And then when we watched Logan Lucky, I'm like, wow, this is one of the better movies I've seen. It's basically fucking Ocean's 11 with hillbillies.
Yeah.
And if somebody would have told me that, I still actually probably wouldn't have watched it because I actually fucking hate heist movies. I do not like heist movies.
Really?
Not a fan.
Wow. The Italian Job?
I just hate how it's always like, I hate how it's always like so like, it's like so perfect. And then every one of those heist movies, like you think, like they're like telling you like what they're going to do. And then it's like, we already did it. Like it's always just like, that's what actually happened.
Inside Man?
Oh, that's pretty good. Only because he ends up being a Nazi. Only because he ends up being a Nazi. No. The Italian Job.
That makes it good?
Yeah, I love it.
Was it Christopher Plummer that was the Nazi?
Yeah.
I will say for the Italian Job, though, of all the heist movies, the thing that works for it the most is that they talk about what they're going to do, and they have to completely change the plan because it fucks up right in the very beginning of it.
Yeah.
Which is... But that doesn't happen in any other... The Ocean's 11 movies, they tell you what they're going to do, and then they go do it. And they're so fucking cool.
I don't watch Ocean's 11 because I don't like George Clooney. I don't care about...
George Clooney.
I have not watched any of them.
My grandma thinks Jimmy Garoppolo looks like a young George Clooney.
He kind of does.
He does a little bit.
Up in the Air was a good George Clooney movie. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
What about...
There's a lot of
them. That's a good movie.
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Never saw it.
I didn't watch that one either.
I did.
Is it good?
It was all right. No. It's Coen Brothers.
Is that a Coen Brothers?
Burn?
Yeah.
Burn After Reading?
That one's good.
That one was good.
Brad
Pitt plays a complete idiot.
Yeah, I love that.
Clooney's done some good stuff, but he's also done some shitty stuff, or not that good stuff.
Michael Clayton was good.
When he was,
I liked that one.
I got I got a little tired of him when he was going through his, like, that, like, he, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, all those guys were going for like the Oscar run roles.
Yeah.
For like the better part of a decade.
I would still argue that Matt Damon's still doing that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, he is.
Because he won't do a movie unless he thinks he's going to get an award, I think. Even though that, the one where he shrinks or whatever, it was apparently terrible. I didn't see it.
Not good.
It looks like it should be good, though, doesn't it?
What it does it? Look like it should be good. I mean, Jason Sudeikis is in it. Yeah. Downsizing.
Were we going to get a trailer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Logan Lucky does not look like it should be a good movie, but it is a good movie.
From the director of the Ocean's
That doesn't
movies.
Help.
Jimmy, I'm just going to say it. I gotta let you go. You were just fired.
I was let go
for liability reasons involving insurance.
The one-armed bartender.
You need to show a little respect.
Showing Seth MacFarlane.
Motor speed.
Yeah, it was.
I know how they move the money.
The only guy who knows anything about blowing up real bank vaults is Joe Bang.
I am incarcerated.
Yeah, we got a plan to get you out.
He's so fucking good.
He's so good.
Coca-Cola 600 is the biggest race of the year.
We need a computer whiz.
You know why this trailer sold me?
About computers, okay? All the Twitters. I know
them. I know them.
That's Dennis Quaid's kid.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, yes, it is.
Jack Quaid.
How many yards away
the
is
the kid
ball?
From,
20 yards. I don't know, maybe 30.
The boys.
Boys, yeah.
Is it 20 or is it 30? We are dealing with science here.
You should probably follow him.
We want him to know.
My life of crime is over.
That is massively stupid.
Wow.
It's been handled.
Oh, this is going to be good.
That looks like it hurt.
I want everything on Jimmy Logan.
I don't like her as an
I don't like her as anything. I think I'd like her as a corpse.
You guys not seen Million Dollar Baby?
Oh, I like her in that scene.
Okay.
Oh, in that scene?
The next Karate Kid?
I don't like her, but I still think she's a great actor.
Would you give me my arm, please?
Her teeth are good actors.
It's funny. So
the part of the trailer that sold me was Daniel Craig. As soon as he popped in on the scene, I was like, I'm in.
That trailer makes me want to watch that movie.
Sir A. Tid.
What's funny about the trailer compared to the movie, though, is the trailer makes all those characters look like they're assholes, and they're actually all
the
super
movie flushes
nice.
Out
like, they're
all the characters,
but they're all like
much
super
better.
Not
yeah.
like even the two hillbillies are like super respectful to his sister. Like they apologize for calling her hot, and
we're sorry. I know all the Twitters, all of them.
I know all the Twitters.
What a great flick! It should be on Amazon.
Sam Raimi,
Doctor Strange. In the Multiverse of Madness.
He's updating his AFK arena.
No, keeps calling me.
Oh.
No, and we're going to get to see... you might need to take that outside.
Well, she's like, I have a video I want you guys to watch. And I'm like, can you just text me the link and I'll... I'm not going to answer the phone.
Just send me the name of the video.
Jesus. Okay.
I can turn on Skype and she can call us via Skype.
Did you see this stuff for WandaVision?
Give me a beer. Season. Give me a beer, please. Derek?
No.
Did you already kill the two that he grabbed?
Oh, I have an extra.
I only took one.
It's called Wabbit.
I'm not driving tonight. Hey, it's on.
Look up Wabbit season.
Wabbit season? Okay.
Oh, it's going to be the first one. Duck season, Wabbit season, Duck season, Wabbit season. That's not Wabbit what it is, but.
Maybe it is. It's that one. She really said we got to watch it, so.
I can't see it.
Working on it.
Oh, God. I already hate it.
Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Bree.
Yay, Wabbit season.
Uh-oh. Very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
What's up, Doc?
You got a tight little man pussy on
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, it stinks. Nice and good.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Is that his belly button?
This little rabbit's hopping.
I hope so.
I don't
hope it's
so.
Not his wang.
Please let me go, Mr. Bunny.
Looking like a double-wide surprise. God damn.
Please shoot him.
Bugs, that's enough. Look at you, son.
He looks like
I'm what you made me to be.
Pennywise.
I'm so happy your mother isn't here to see this. God rest her soul. She would be heartbroken.
Oh my god, how long is this?
Weird. Oh my god.
I just told her thanks, I hate it.
They overcome this little bunny.
This is like the worst thing.
We take a vote next time Bree suggests something.
He keeps killing us, father.
She might be drunk. He keeps this is something she would watch as a drunk person.
Woo. So many lives lost.
What the? How long is this? Jesus.
3 minutes.
Be the
all the while Elmer
Fudd
is there.
Five.
Be the bigger bunny.
Run away, Elmer.
Sorry.
If you want to seem like you've lived longer, just keep watching this.
I think we grew a lot.
I did it, Martha. I finally got through to him.
Jesus.
You can finally rest in
peace. He's not a hunter fucker anymore.
Something graphic's gonna happen.
Well, that's all, folks.
I figured he was gonna fuck his dad or something.
And this is where Bugs no longer fucks hunters. And knowing is half the battle.
This is how she said, I need you guys to watch this very important video.
Bugs Bunny played by Meat Canyon.
All right. The next time Bree suggests something, we take a vote.
We vote, baby.
There are four people. We'll vote.
We have a quorum.
It'll be a situationable thing.
Guess who's not fucking
but that was,
sleeping tonight?
That was trash. That was trash.
Yeah, that was gross.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
And disturbing.
Bugs
looks
had
like a double wide
tits.
God, I need gross. I need a fucking
like,
shower.
Why
sagging tits?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Oh man, it's 7:59. We're almost done.
Logan Lucky. That was good. We'll watch
Logan
it.
Lucky. Fantastic show. You should pick it up tonight. Take a look.
Yeah. Chiefs game this weekend. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Sam Raimi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah. Right, yeah. We can leave with that. Sam Raimi's directing.
We got, we got one other thing, but yeah.
Sam Raimi's directing Doctor Strange. The horror movie, Doctor Strange.
Largely indifferent because I can't remember the last good thing he did.
See, I was.
Spider-Man 2?
Drag Me to Hell.
I went and I was looking
at
his
loved
catalog.
That movie.
I thought it was okay.
And I first got him mixed up with
like he also
the guy that
Spider-Man
directed
3.
All the X-Men movies. Because I was like, because the first thought went.
They don't
came
let
to
Bryan
mind.
Singer do movies anymore, man. He fucking diddled.
He's still doing movies. I thought.
No.
Are you sure? No. Well, that's what I was thinking when you said Sam Raimi. I was getting him confused with Bryan Singer. I was
pull
like,
up
well,
Bryan
he's...
Singer and see what the last thing he did was.
Diddling kids, ladies.
Well, yeah.
He fucked a young girl somewhere.
But that's what they all do when they're in power. Some of them just hide it.
Did you
no
see
that man should have all that power.
I saw an article today that said Brad Pitt went off about how Hollywood's all about fucking kids and how everybody who's in control there is the whole reason they don't care about making movies.
Dark Phoenix. He just directed
children.
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, they didn't cut him
or
out.
No, uncredited producer.
Oh.
Okay.
Uncredited.
He well, just, of course he just put up some money for so it.
No, go like Brad Pitt.
Producer.
Because that really is all
directed.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
All of the award shows are them stroking each other's cocks. And yeah.
Hey, by the way, I went and rewatched, because they take me just cut it up and put it in clips, put it on YouTube. I went and rewatched all of the Ricky Gervais jokes. And I changed my mind. I actually thought he was brilliant. I thought he was fucking hilarious.
He always is.
Yeah. I thought
you were talking
really
about the Golden Globe.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about the guy who called us out on it because you guys said he was toeing the line.
Yeah, I don't think he was. I thought it was good. Also, by the way, he does not, Ward, you made it seem as if, because I had to go back and rewatch it. He says the thing about the Apple, and you're like, then he looks at his fucking Apple Watch. You make it seem like it's this big fucking thing where he's like,
I didn't say that.
I said that.
Was it you?
But he does. He just goes, it's about
time. You can't even fucking tell it's an Apple Watch. He's literally talking about how long the show is, and he just like looks at like to show how long is this fucking show? He's like, Jesus, like he's not like he doesn't like.
So you don't think it was a calculated thing?
I'm sure it was.
No,
he didn't even show the watch.
You can see it, and he goes,
you can see if you pause it like those fucking nutcases who pause like the Lion King so they can
oh,
see
like
it.
The nutcases who comment on this podcast.
Exactly.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Like freeze frames.
Says creep forward second by second.
I had to tell somebody at work what a minge was.
Yeah, hey.
Did you know beforehand?
I knew.
I didn't. I had to look it up, so that's what
oh,
I had
man.
No idea.
I
Really?
Sometimes I take for granted knowing a lot of those things.
I didn't know what Mins was either. I'll admit, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't. I put it, so that's why I looked it up and then I commented.
It's
back
a British
the definition.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four minges. He was like, I don't know what minges are. It's like, oh, muff.
It's funny that they. It's funny that they're commenting because it helps. Please comment. Comment. Yeah. Subscribe. Comment away, please. It's gonna show up in your feed.
This whole clip will be what everybody comments on.
The Ricky Gervais recap. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I.
It's my, really. It actually is really good.
I didn't think his. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was. And maybe I didn't articulate my argument as well as I should have at the time, but I felt like it was one of those things where it's like Ricky Gervais and Hollywood all got together and they all had this like.
I don't think so.
Me
either. I think Ricky Gervais went
like, he's
with a planned opening and then just. Ad lib
the rest. That fucking two popes joke is so funny. That is such a funny joke. He's like, what was it? He's talking about a lot of movies about pedophiles this year. He's like, Leaving Neverland, the R. Kelly movie, two popes.
Maybe I'll rewatch his monologue. I'll do that see.
Also, and then I was mistaken because he did have a fucking Harvey Weinstein joke in there.
Oh, yeah.
He did. But it was really quick.
There should have been more.
They were for sure
because that guy is a slam dunk. You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. I guess my
Epstein joke's
funny. where my hang up was it was just as it just got so much coverage. It's like he slayed like
yeah.
And why shouldn't it? I guess I mean that's
did you see that Epstein's Virgin Islands account had millions of dollars transferred into it and then it all just went away?
Oh cool.
How long ago? Just like, recently?
Yeah, it was a headline today.
He's alive.
And it, of course, that was what all the reactions were like. See,
so
he's still alive.
So
he didn't kill him.
He
didn't kill himself. He was transported out, and he's living a second life somewhere else. Like,
no, he's
maybe
dead.
He is. He had a lot of money.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like he couldn't have paid off the people in the prison, especially if he knew the Clintons were going to kill him.
Let's
and,
see a body.
And
did
if he had to live on one of his random islands that they don't know about,
sure.
And just you can't leave. You can't do it. Elvis.
I'm stuck on it.
Elvis has been doing it.
I'm stuck on an island fortress. Darn.
Because Elvis is a kid diddler, too.
I don't ever have to put a shirt or shoes on again.
Really? Well, he fucking married
a
14-year-old.
He votes Clinton.
Yeah, Priscilla was like 14 or 15, right?
Presley? Huh?
Priscilla was like 14 or 15 when he married her.
She was 14 when he fucking married her.
Really?
I mean, it's not as bad as Jerry Lee Lewis. Who married his 13-year-old cousin?
The Great Balls of Fire guy.
But
Randy, or not Randy, but Dennis Quaid played him. Did you ever see that? That was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
So yeah, Presley is a piece of shit. I actually recently learned that.
Yeah,
revisionist history. Yeah. It was great. But he
may be dead now, but he wasn't dead then.
Oh, sure.
So he got abducted by aliens. He married a 14-year-old Priscilla, and then. At the hotel room that they were at the hotel they were living in, he locked her in a room for a week at a time where they would have sex, like just ravenous sex for like weeks at a time, and they had food delivered to their room and they had to like leave it on the outside and he had to bring it in the room and then he wouldn't let her leave and they just had sex for like weeks at a time.
I bet they were just eating food weeks at a time.
Well, he was definitely eating something. He didn't let her eat any food. Did you see him? He wasn't eating. He wasn't eating food.
He was just having tacos.
He was probably shooting up and eating a bunch of food.
He's like, hey, bring me another fried banana and peanut butter sandwich. I gotta go take a dump. I hope this isn't my last one.
You're missing out not being an Elvis impersonator.
I have to go take another dump.
That shit would be easy, and you could do it.
I have to go take another dump. I hope it's not my last one. No, don't worry, baby. I'll just bring this fried banana and peanut butter sandwich with me in the bathroom. That's how he died! On the sandwich with a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Remember they told her
on the sandwich with a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
He was in the bathroom, on the toilet.
That's how I want to go.
You sit on the sandwich.
I don't even like peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but that's how I want to go.
Oh.
Hot take. on the sandwich.
He's like, in with a new alveol, baby.
That was it right there. All 2 seconds of what just happened. That is a soundbite.
I hope you're getting wet out there. Maybe we're going to go for another one. Ho, ho.
Every time you
I need
hear
a
about,
little more satisfaction.
Every time you hear about somebody doing something like that, like locking themselves in a room and fucking for 2 weeks, you're like, did that really happen? Is
it
that
doesn't.
What
nobody fucks that long.
Like, how much of that was them banging, especially like, with the shape he was in?
It's like, chafing.
And how much was it just him watching fucking cartoons, you know?
I know I get sore after an hour, and I'm sure that girls get sore way earlier than that.
Come here, baby. Elvis is going to give you a little blue suede goo.
And scene.
And scene. Don't you step in my blue suede goo.
I'm disgusting.
That was fantastic.
Blue suede goo is my new favorite.
Now it's Johnny Bravo.
That's the same. Hey, little mama.
Yeah, Elvis came out of hiding to voice Johnny Bravo.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please.
He did all those beach movies. There you go.
Blue suede goo.
That's got to be the episode title, Blue Suede Goo.
I'd say so. It's
fuck. That's funny.
Don't step in my blue suede goo.
We'll save the leftover content for next episode.
Please comment on the podcast if you actually walk it or watch it. Comment on it. Say, I liked it. I hated it. Those guys should die in a fire. All of that great stuff.
Call us minges. We don't care.
But a comment
is better than nothing. If you even wasted 15 seconds of your time are like, yeah, this is dumb.
That's actually my favorite movie.
Jump and type out, this is dumb.
Called us minges. Like, yeah. We had like a whole exchange.
You had a whole exchange. I was embarrassed by the whole thing.
I was.
I don't want notoriety.
Speaking of
and
which,
yet you do a weekly podcast.
Talk about the. Our cash grab.
Send us money. Send us a dollar,
hey,
seriously.
We're trying to buy an owl camera, so we have a
to up our
Facebook,
game.
Crowdfunding thing out there. You should go look up our Facebook and find it. But
like our Facebook page, it's Time Spit Poorly Podcast. You can find the crowdfund in there.
We want to get an owl camera to make this show look even better.
Yeah.
And if you stay this long, send us a buck.
Send a buck.
Just a dollar. A buck a show, like Dan Carlin.
If everybody put a buck in, even just all our friends, we'd have the money in a minute. So yeah,
like
a
you have minute. Way more friends than I do.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously, they're not my friends if they're not, you know.
If they're not forking over the fivers.
I'll be your friend, baby.
Well, if I had a dollar per friend, I couldn't even make my house payment, so.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, TSPN.fun. See you next week.
Peace.
Fuck.
Blue suede goo. Come here, little Priscilla. I want to sue some of blue suede goo all over your minge pie.
Perfect!
One shot take. He is the reincarnation
of Elvis.
He's
so gross. Damn, baby. Why don't you bring me a fried nanner sandwich so I can go take a dump?